You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You're listening to What's Your Backup Plan with Olivia Valli and Fiona McIntyre, answering Aunt Karen's age-old question one episode at a time.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
It has been. Holy crap. It has been quite a while.
Well, hi, everybody. If this podcast was a Tamagotchi, it would be dead.
It would have been long dead. And, you know, it's like a Neo pet, too.
Like
it's
a Neo
just kind of... It's holding on for dear life.
So we have been away a long time, but for good reason that we just couldn't talk about. And we're going to be away a little longer while the dust kind of settles and life goes back to a regular schedule, but for the best reason ever. And I have been feeling like I'm going to blurt out this news in every social interaction I ever have, but we're finally able to share. Olivia, do you want to share your news?
Sure. I booked Vivian Ward on the Pretty Woman National Tour. So I'm going to be hitting the road as Pretty Woman herself. I can
cry
right now. As
the prettiest of all the pretty women. I have already cried, so I'm okay on this recording. But yeah, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of Olivia. She's gonna kill it. And I just think it's so inspiring to see a person who has really worked so hard in the ensemble and understudying finally get the shot to play a principal every night. It's going to be magical. It's going to be magical.
Thank you. Oh man. Yeah, I'm just really grateful. I'm really, especially during this time, and I know it's so hard for so many people. Mm-hmm. So I carry all of you with me. I'm carrying all of you with me because, I see it and I recognize it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Holy crap. I'm wearing 5-inch platforms every night. Send help, call the troops, alert the
girls. Call the troops. But like, really, this is like, I was just thinking about this earlier today. This is like the perfect example of what is for you will not pass you by. Like, you went in for other things before this, not like a whole bunch, but you were in auditions for other smaller projects that didn't feel like they fit. And like, you stayed level-headed and you knew that what was for you was still out there. I want to like... share that with all the people who are saying like, oh, I made it to final callbacks, I didn't get this role, or like I made it so close, or they picked this person instead of me. Like, let's just change that narrative.
Yeah. Change the narrative.
That wasn't for me. It's not in my life because something that is for me is still out there. You know, it's like, what if we all ended up with partners who were just like filled a void and weren't the right person for us. And we were like, well, at least I got a person. Like, if you didn't get the right person,
then what's the point?
Then what's
you're not
the point?
Happy. You're settling.
If you're not in the job, that's the right job for you. This is like a really mixed up metaphor, but I don't know. What is for you is still out there. If you don't have it yet, but I'm just so, this feels like it's for you. I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I'm so friggin' excited. And it's true, you know, you just gotta, every no is leading to your bigger yes. Mm-hmm. And you just gotta keep trucking, and like, you can feel it and you can be sad, but you gotta be grateful when it didn't work out too, you know? I mean, I've been in final callbacks for Broadway shows and it didn't work out, and then those shows closed.
Right.
So.
Or you booked something else that was better, like, but something else that was more right for you, or a better opportunity for you. like it's all how you look at it, and I think the way we react to it, the way you like maintain that grace and that your integrity of character when you get a no, I think that, I don't know if it's karma or if it's like energy in the universe, but I think if you're able to do that, like you can be sad when you don't get the thing you want, but if you're able to keep that, then I don't know. I just feel like good things
you
are attracted to
that. You put that good juju
that.
Out
you put
there.
The good
yeah.
juju out and good stuff comes back. Yeah.
At this point in the game, coming back into it too, like when I was auditioning for this and Fiona knows, like I was just happy to audition again. And yeah. I was just so happy to even get that far. And I said, even if I don't get it, like I did my job and I got really far. And yeah. you do your job even when you just audition and you don't yep. get the call back, you know? So the job is truly the cherry on top, but just keep that inner faith and that inner like goodness going and it'll yeah. come back. Yeah. It really will.
Yes, yes, so yes. I'm so excited. So yay, Olivia. We'll go on with the rest of our episode now.
Yep.
Just silently crying.
Same, it's fine.
Our guests today, we are truly honored. We are truly honored to welcome our guests. This has been a dream of ours for a while.
Yeah. You might know our friend. How do you like introduce somebody so wonderful?
That's the question.
With due diligence.
How do you do it? Maybe we don't. Maybe we just say our inspiration, our motivation, our guiding light, the Broadway hot dog.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Have fun. Hi, Broadway Hi. Hot Dog, and welcome to What's Your Backup Plan?
Well, hello there, Fiona and Olivia. I am truly honored to be here with you two queens.
So what have you been up to these last couple of months?
I must say, it's been a strange year, hasn't it? I've spent most of my time just sitting on my buns, trying to stay motivated, and as you know, I've just been singing and screaming all day and all night, so my neighbors have all invested in noise-canceling headphones. I've been spending a lot of time simply trying to bring whatever joy I can to the world during this very odd time.
And you are absolutely successful at that, let me tell you.
100%. I wish I was your neighbor.
So how did you discover your musical theater talents?
Truthfully, I think it was fate. I come from a family of musical hot dogs, and I was the first one to do theater. But one day, I was rolling down 72nd Street by my old stomping grounds, Grace Papaya, and I saw a trash can with an ad for hairspray on it. So I bought a ticket, and the minute I heard Harvey Fierstein say, "First is make a pit stop at the Wiener Stand," I knew that this was the place for me.
Wow. That is so inspiring.
It really is. You can't stop the meat, I guess. That's what...
Truly, you can't, especially on 72nd Street.
Yeah.
We just love how you've used your platform to amplify other people's voices and to spread information on important issues. What inspires you to do this?
So, I started this page simply just to make people laugh. But I have always been someone who thought that if you have a platform, it's your responsibility to use it to its fullest potential. And my opinion is that the only way to do that is by supporting other artists, amplifying voices, and sharing resources and information to your audience so that everyone feels seen and heard. I think that a lot of us can do more. I personally know that I absolutely can do more, and I don't think that I will ever really do enough. But it is our responsibility to do as much as we can. And I also think it's a way to hold ourselves accountable in the sense of practice what you preach.
Yeah, you're really successful at it too. And I agree that a lot more people can use their platform. And I think that mm-hmm. people who have a quote unquote smaller platform, a platform is a platform. And if you reach two people, it matters because so many people are begging to be heard and begging to allow people to let them take up space the way they deserve to have that space for them. So as theater comes back, speaking of which, what hopes do you have for the future of our industry at this crucial time?
Oof, how much time do we have? honestly, I could talk about this for hours. So I have a lot of hopes, but I also have a lot of worries. My biggest hope is that the theater community starts becoming what we all claim it is. A lot of us have been told that the theater world is the most inclusive community out there, but I think many of us have come to realize that this isn't really the case. So I want to see honest inclusion of all races, genders, and people with disabilities, both on and off stage. I want to see that reflected in casting, creative teams, writers, ushers, box office workers, producers, and literally every aspect of our industry. I also want us to stop presenting Broadway as the only definition of success in this industry. Regional work, summer stock work, tours, social media, all of these are pathways to success. Broadway doesn't make you a success story, and at the end of the day, it's actually a very, very small piece of a very large industry.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, same.
So obviously there are a lot of goals that you have for the industry, dreams for the industry. Do you have any dream roles?
Ooh, I love this question, and I get asked this so often, and the answer is always the same. Mrs. Lovett, because as a hot dog, it would be very empowering to finally give humans a taste of their own medicine.
I'm obsessed with that.
Wow. I would love to see that.
I need the full costume, full wig, whole nine yards.
Can you let us know what is keeping you inspired this week? Any theater, film, TV songs, TikTok accounts? What's keeping you going?
So this may seem completely obvious coming from Meet, but social media creators are always so inspiring.
Yeah.
I think that we get to see a lot of original, one-of-a-kind art because of Instagram and TikTok, and everyone is sort of raising the bar for themselves every single week. So some of my favorites are Kaisha Hughley. She can be found at Kaisha Creates. Jenna Lee Miller, whose handle is her full name, run together, and then the hysterical page, The Homo Sapien Experience. They are so funny. You have to follow all three of these accounts.
Well, I'm definitely going to be giving those accounts a follow.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure I follow Jenna Lee Miller.
Me too. She's fabulous.
She's
lots
great.
Of good, like, social media tips, and she's like, so uplifting. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media is a skill. It's really become a skill.
Sometimes I feel too old for it.
So where can our followers follow you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at @the_Broadway_hotdog. And I am also on Twitter, but I hardly use it because it's very confusing. And then I also have a YouTube channel as well. But Instagram is my main account. So if you follow me there, you will not miss a thing.
Amazing. We'll tag your accounts here so that everyone can go and follow you.
Yeah, because you're just the best.
Oh, you're fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us, Broadway Hot Dog. We love you. It has been truly such an honor.
Thank you, too. I was so excited when you reached out to me. You two are such wonderful women, and I am so lucky that I got the chance to chat with both of you. Thanks a bunch.
You're just the best. I keep saying it, but we really love you, and we love what you
and
do.
And we really mean it this time. Everyone else has been on the podcast. You guys are great, but listen, the Broadway Hot Dog is the best. I'm so sorry.
Pinnacle. Chef's kiss. And to our listeners, we really, really hope you enjoyed this episode the way we did. And we are wishing you a week of optimism, fulfillment, and never sticking to your backup plan.
Thanks for tuning in to What's Your Backup Plan on the Broadway Podcast Network. To support our podcast, check us out on the Broadway Podcast Network app. Rate, review, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Instagram @BackupPlanPodcast. See you soon.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway.
Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.